answering all your real estate questions right here. Ask Connie.
Hey everyone, welcome to Real Estate Today. And on this episode of Ask Connie, I'm answering a question for Mary, who's over in Salem, and she writes in, I have been noticing that a lot of properties are receiving multiple offers. What can I do as a buyer to make my offer stand out from the crowd and have the winning bid? It's a great question because right now, 2015 spring, we are seeing that we're continuing to see that we are in a seller's market. So what that really means is that there's more buyers out there than there are homes for sale. I'm sure you've heard the term over and over again, but really what's important is when you find that property that is the perfect match, that you are prepared and ready. So it's a really great question because I think sometimes it's backwards. You know, a lot of people wait for that pre-approval letter and, you know, they're competing with multiple offers and they're kind of scrambling. Most likely that your offer, if you're scrambling, it's not going to be submitted in time or accepted. So what you can do is, number one, don't assume there's multiple offers. Have your buyer's agent do the due diligence. Find out from the listing broker, are there offers being submitted? Is there a timeline? Find out exactly a little bit more information on the property. Have your buyer's agent do a CMA. See if the price is aggressive or accurate or overpriced. You don't know. So in order to do that, you would pull up the recent sales and see where that property falls as far as the market goes. So now, assuming that you've done that homework with your buyer's agent and it was priced aggressively, and a lot of sellers are doing that nowadays to drive up the asking price and not necessarily discounting the home, but we call it aggressively pricing. And that is so that they can receive multiple offers. So first and foremost, have your pre-approval ready. Have all your documents set up so that you have everything ready to go and you're clean on paper as far as your pre-approval letter, all that. Then you really, what I like to do is really get that offer submitted right away so that you're not waiting, wasting time. Don't assume that there's more offers coming in, but just put your best foot forward. I would definitely think about what is the highest price that you're willing to pay for this property, and if there is a multiple offer situation, put your best foot forward and be comfortable with that. The second thing I would have you do would be take a look at your contingency dates, take a look at your financing, see if there's anything you can do to adjust your flexibility. A lot of sellers prefer buyers that are a little bit more flexible in their closing dates. So you might want to ask the seller's agent what kind of closing date are the sellers looking for? Do they want a prolonged closing? Do they want a short term? So that you can really fine tune that on your own and submit the offer that way. And typically, you know, a lot of people think, oh, price is what outwins the winning bid, but sometimes you're competing with other buyers and their offer might be $1,000 or more over the asking price or over yours. However, you're a little bit more flexible, your pre-approval is done, so it just looks like more of a solid offer than your competition. So there's a few things you can do. And I always like to add a personal touch to it. Write that letter to the seller. You know, try having the seller get to know you in that letter. You know, include a picture. Things like that really make a connection with sellers. And it's great to hear, you know, that you love the property, you envision, you know, your family growing in there, whatever. But part of that is that connection again. So all those factors really is the best way to get your offer accepted or at least stand out from the crowd. All your paperwork is clean and ready to go, your pre-approval, your flexibilities, and a little personal touch goes a long way. So I hope that answered that question. Good luck out there and hope to see answer any more seriously, I messed up the end. Hoping to submit more questions, visit me at www.askconnie.info. Thanks so much. I did so good. I messed up the end.